I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. I'm looking at an antique sepia photo of a woman in a hat with an ostrich plume, and it's hard to believe this Victorian lady is connected to modern astronomy. She has this serious expression on her face, the way people did when they sat for portraits in the late 19th century. Her name was Wilhelmina Fleming, and it's a name you should know. More than a century ago, she was one of the first women to work at the Harvard Observatory, about a mile from our studios. The World's Alex Newman has the story.
This is actually a plate of Halley's Comet.
And this is Lindsay Smith's roll.
It's one of our special plates. And then over here, that is a photo of the moon in 1903.
Smith's roll is the curator of astronomical photographs at the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And her workspace looks like it's still 1903. Smith's roll works in the plate stacks. It's a dark, cramped room lined with metal cabinets filled with glass photographs of the stars from the last century.
Sometimes you need to use a little muscle.
As she gives me a tour on a sweltering summer day.
Great. Let's go downstairs so you can see what downstairs looks like. Let's go this way. It's sort of like a labyrinth in here, just finding spaces to go.
She stops in front of each struggling air conditioning unit.
Does that sound like it's on?
Smith's roll is leading the effort to digitize almost 500,000 photographs of the sky that date back to 1885. But this isn't a story about some delicate glass plates. It's about the women who studied them, claiming their place in history.
The first women, I think, started in the 1870s, and they were assistants for the men that worked here as astronomers and professors. They did a lot of calculations when the men would go out at night and work with the telescopes.
The women couldn't work at night. It was considered improper, but they could spend their days in this musty space studying the stars. One of these women was
Wilhelmina Fleming, who is very special.
Special doesn't even begin to describe this woman and what she accomplished. In the late 1870s, Fleming immigrated from Scotland to Cambridge, Massachusetts. She was pregnant at the time, but her new beginning here unraveled when her husband left her. That's when she met astronomer Edward Pickering. He was the director of what was then called the Harvard College Observatory. He hired her as his housekeeper, but it didn't take long for him to realize that she was bright and talented. He gave her a job in the observatory.
You can only imagine how that changed her life completely, because being a pregnant woman in the 1800s, all alone in a new city, let alone a new country, was probably really scary.
Pickering took a chance on Fleming, and it helped set a precedent for women working at the observatory.
Some people think Pickering only hired women because he could pay them less, which, yes, they were paid less, because back then women were all paid less for doing things. But he also really had an idea that if he hired women, they could prove that there was a place for women in not just astronomy, but in the sciences in general.
You could say these women are astronomy's equivalent of NASA's Hidden Figures. And like those African-American female computers, these women are finally getting more notice. Last year, best-selling author Dava Sobel published The Glass Universe about Harvard's female astronomers. Archivist Smith's roll has also discovered thousands of the women's notebooks deep in a Harvard library.
People didn't know they existed while they were in storage, and now that we know they exist, we can make them accessible to the public.
Head librarian Dana Boquin is working to scan and publish the notebooks.
If you search for Wilhelmina Fleming, you're not just going to find a mention of her in a publication where she wasn't the author of her work, you're going to find her work.
And they've just unveiled a display case dedicated to the life and work of Fleming, celebrating her as a trailblazer and a role model.
If you were a more technically inclined, nerdy little nerd bird girl, not having many people to look up to or examples to look at to see yourself in, it's hard.
Like Lindsay Smith's role.
I was in foster care when I was younger. I went to 16 different schools before I graduated high school. It really took me a long time to start to find women who I felt were like me, who did important things, and I felt like I could actually do something important as well.
The women who walked these narrow halls would go on to make discoveries about the composition of stars and create a method to measure distance in space that is still used today.
If you come here early in the morning and all is quiet, it's like we're in the space that women worked at in a time when it wasn't common for women to work, and sometimes you get a little bit of chills.
The women who walk these halls now simply want to make sure those 80 women get their place in history. For The World, I'm Alex Newman, Cambridge, Massachusetts.